Hello all, it is day 7 of AudioMo. Mark Bretta here. I'm continuing to listen to everyone's. If I literally could listen to all hundreds and hundreds of participants, that would be amazing. But I'm listening to a list of people, and I'm reminded that I really didn't introduce myself. I mean, kind of, I guess. And maybe I assumed, because I've done this for a few years, that maybe some of you have heard me in the past, maybe some of you haven't, and that was a poor assumption on my part. And because I've gotten to listen to so many more of you this time, I realized, oh, you don't know me. So I have come up with a way to sort of tell you about myself in somewhat a creative way, where I think I'll tell you one interesting fact about myself every day during AudioMo. And to make up for missing the first 6 days, I'll give you 2 for the next 6 days. So the first thing is, I mentioned yesterday that today is somewhat of a significant day for my family. And it's something that we sort of just reflect on and memorialize on some level. And my mom passed away 11 years ago today. And, you know, it's funny when people say that it gets easier. And that seems so blasé to just use the word easier. I mean, sure, on a level it might seem that way, but it really still does suck. Like, I still don't like the feeling of her not being here, but we do celebrate her life and just remember the good memories. And so about my family, there's my mom and my dad, who is here, still here with us. I have a brother, and he's married and has 3 kids, and they live on the east coast of the United States, southeast. And then I have a couple of best friends who are like my brothers and consider their kids just like my nephews and nieces. And so that's my family as far as, like, my immediate. And then I have, like, let's see, 2, 5. I have 6, 7, 8. Oh, man. Okay. A countless number of cousins who I see very regularly, who I dearly love, and aunts and uncles who are their parents, and so huge family connection, and I just love the family community that I have, including the greater community that I have and friends as well. And so that's a bigger part of one thing about me. And I guess another thing I'll give you today, which sort of leans toward that, and maybe I don't want to assume that it's a cultural thing, but I am Filipino-American, and I'm first generation born here in the United States. Both of my parents came from the Philippines in the 60s, and Filipinos, I think, and this is not taking away from other cultures, but, you know, there's a close-knit bond among families, and even among our heritage. Like, you know, I have some of those cousins that I mentioned aren't even blood cousins. They're like my parents' closest friends, and I've grown up with them, and with my cousins, so they're basically family to me, and we treat each other as if we were blood family, blood related. And so, I don't know, I just appreciate that aspect of my heritage and my culture. And yeah, so that's pretty much 2 major facts about me today. And today, as far as our, you know, celebrating my mom's life, our family gets together. We go and visit the Memorial Park where she was laid to rest. And then we usually do some sort of family gathering, whether it's we go out to eat together or just get together somewhere. And today we went to my aunt's house. She only lives just on the next street from me. and we did a cookout. And so we just got together, had a good cookout, caught up with everybody. I mean, we see each other regularly, but it's just good to have just family bonding time. And so it was a really good time of just, you know, chilling today. So that was my day 7 of AudioMo, and I can't believe that it's been a week already, and looking forward to continuing this great challenge. I'll see you soon.